Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
Thanks are due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and save his nation from that which he feared for them. The people of Babylon lived a very good life, enjoying all kinds of riches. But they forgot that all they had were endowments from Allah the Almighty. They followed what Satan decorated for them. They crafted idols with their own hands and then worshipped them. These idols could not do anything of benefit or otherwise. Nimrod was the name of their king, who was deceptive and arrogant. He claimed to be God and ordered his subjects to worship him alone. Our master Prophet Ibrahim was born into these shocking surroundings. Allah inspired Ibrahim with the proper belief from his early childhood. Ibrahim worshipped only Allah. He knew that Allah did not resemble any of his creation. Ibrahim also knew that Allah is the creator of the entire universe and all of its entities. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ. Allah gave Ibrahim guidance from early childhood and knew all about him. In other words, Ibrahim never worshipped other than Allah. He never doubted the existence of Allah. Nor did he worship at any time anything other than Allah. Such is the case for all prophets. Allah inspired them with the proper belief from their early childhood, even before receiving revelations. When Ibrahim received the Islamic revelations, he called his people to worship Allah alone. He ordered them to leave worshipping the idols that they crafted and decorated, and to avoid slaughtering the animals for them. Lots of his people disobeyed him, and they became more arrogant. Nimrod the king was among the first to disobey. Ibrahim saw that the people continued to worship idols. They rejected Prophet Ibrahim's call and the clear signs that he came with. Accordingly, he decided to do something with these idols to prove to his people that they were only objects and did not deserve to be worshipped. Perhaps then they would realize their deep ignorance. It was customary that every year people would make a celebration for their idols, during which they would go outside the city to the gardens. At that time, Ibrahim took advantage and entered the house where all the idols were kept and worshipped. There he saw a big idol, and on its left and right were smaller ones. He held an axe in his right hand and went on smashing all the small idols until they were all destroyed. He then hung the axe on the big one's neck, so that when his people returned, they could see for themselves that these things could not even protect themselves. How could they worship them instead of worshipping Allah the Almighty? When his people returned, they knew that it was Prophet Ibrahim that destroyed their idols, and because of their deep ignorance, they could not understand the reason Ibrahim did this. They were furious. They wanted to take revenge. They chose the most severe punishment, to burn him alive. Allah says in the Holy Quran, telling their story, قالوا أأنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم. They said, did you do this with our idols, Ibrahim? قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون. He said, the big one did it, if they only can talk. Meaning, the big one angered Prophet Ibrahim and caused all that. فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ They thought about it and said to themselves, we were wrong. ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَؤُلَاءِ يَنطِقُونَ They said, you knew they could not talk. قَالَ أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ He said, how can you worship what does not bring you any benefit or harm? أُفٍّ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أُفَّا to you and what you worship other than Allah. Can't you comprehend? قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ They said, burn him and revenge for your idols. In a huge ditch, the blasphemers placed all the wood they could collect. They lit the wood. Its high flames crackled and roared like no one had ever seen or heard before. It was so intense that it burned the birds that flew above it. The blasphemers could not even come close enough so they can throw Prophet Ibrahim in it. There, Satan the cursed came to them in a shape of a man and taught them how to make a catapult. This was not known before. It was said that Hazen, who was the first man among them to make it, and Allah made the ground swallow him. The people started tying Prophet Ibrahim's hands and shoulders as he was saying, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لك الحمد ولك الملك لا شريك لك Only Allah the Exalted is the true God. All thanks are due to Him. He has no partners and is the true owner of everything. As Prophet Ibrahim was thrown in the fire, he said in full reliance on Allah, حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ Allah's support is enough for me. He is the best to rely upon. Allah gave Prophet Ibrahim a great miracle. The fire did not burn him and did not hurt him, yet it burnt the ties that tied him. قال الله تعالى قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم Which means Allah ordered the fire to be cold and safe on Ibrahim. People stood looking at the horrific fire from a far distance. Allah sent the shade angel in the image of Ibrahim to sit next to him, keeping his company. Days went by, and the king had no doubt that the fire had consumed Prophet Ibrahim. Then he saw Prophet Ibrahim seated and a man sitting right next to him that looked like him. He said to his people, I saw as if Ibrahim was alive. I think I'm seeing things. Build me a high stand to see what is the matter. So they did, and as he looked from it he saw Ibrahim, and next to him another man that looked identical to him. He yelled, O Ibrahim, can you get out of the fire? Ibrahim said, yes. The king then asked, are you afraid of being burnt if you stay in it? Ibrahim answered, no. Allah saved Ibrahim from the fire. And when he got out, he was asked, Who was the one sitting next to you? He answered, That was the angel of shades. Allah has sent him to give me good company. Prophet Ibrahim was given great miracles. Even though Nimrod, The king and many of his people did not believe in Allah and remained on their blasphemy. Very few people believed in Prophet Ibrahim and kept it in secret in fear of their king. Finally, I would like to remind you that unusual things that happen to other than prophets are not called miracles. Allah creates the miracles only on the hands of his prophets as a testification to the truth of their call. Allah knows best. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This world is a threat for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward. This world is a threat for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, Lessons About the Belief, Acts of Worship, and Islamic Manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.